This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable. Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and respond and comment to what we're discussing on the air. On this segment, I have Rob Eno from Conservative Review, and he's going to talk about Conservative Review and CRTV, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the elections as well. Rob, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Kim.
Everybody should know about Conservative Review already, but why don't, for those few people who probably don't, why don't you tell us what Conservative Review is all about?
Conservative Review is an online website, obviously, and we do election coverage. We do a lot of I guess I would call it a lot of analysis of issues. That's really our focus. We're not as into the rah-rah, go this, go that. We really focus on issues and elections. Our editor-in-chief is Mark Levin, who's obviously a radio host, and we have what's called the Liberty Score. And what the Liberty Score is we look at the issues and the votes that people, that these legislators take in the House and the Senate. And, you know, a lot of places will look at the vote, you know, we'll look for clean votes sometimes when they do scorecards or their single issue scorecards. We really look for the votes that actually separate, some of these legislators. So you can really get an idea of who is and who isn't a conservative based on the votes that they take. We look at the hard votes, and those are the votes that we score in the Liberty Score. What I do at Conservative Review is during the 2016 election, I was heavily involved in the presidential profiles, which will be gearing up again for the 2020 election. Looking at the different candidates in 2016, the Republican candidates. In 2020, we're obviously going to look at the Democratic candidates and let people know what they're all about. We actually have a presidential page already up that kind of shows you who's thinking of running, both from the Republican and the Democratic side, because there are some people like, you know, John Kasich and maybe Ben Sasse. And so I know. But they're thinking of running. I understand. I mean, I used to love John Kasich, Kim. When I was in college, went down when I was 19 years old to D.C., fresh-eyed, fresh-faced. I'd seen Newt Gingrich on special orders all the time. Yes, I was that kid that watched C-SPAN. Saw Newt Gingrich on special orders all the time, went down, met Newt. Also had seen John Kasich, met John Kasich when John Kasich was actually a conservative. As soon as he became governor, I've got a piece on Conservative Review that I think is still up there called John Kasich is now a profligate spendthrift, because he is. You know, those are the types of things that we do. We look at real hard issues.
No, that's really interesting. And the different kind of people that you have on Conservative Review as well are, of course, extremely interesting. And they've been doing this a long time, and they really know what they're talking about when it comes to conservatives.
We have Daniel Horowitz, who, you know, if you're looking for in-depth analysis of policy, Daniel's your guy. We've got Jordan Schachtel, who's an amazing foreign policy writer. He's one of our journalists on staff that covers foreign policy, and he's got some insights that other people don't do. I myself, we have a lot of newsletters between Conservative Review and CRTV, which is a sister company that I do some work for as well. But at Conservative Review, I have what's called the WTF MSM newsletter. And if you go to Conservative Review or you search WTF MSM, you're going to find some of the stuff that I've written. But every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do a media criticism newsletter. And it's, you know, ooh, short blurbs, and it really goes into the things they do and why they do them in short blurbs. And I link to other sites and some Conservative Review stuff with things that people should do. So if you want that newsletter, that's WTFMSM. You can get that. But we also have on the CRTV side, I'm sure a lot of your listeners, because he's getting a lot of play, we have John Miller. Who does the White House brief. If you're on Facebook and you're a conservative, somebody has shared a John Miller video. And John Miller is our White House. John Miller is our White House correspondent. And he also has a newsletter, the White House brief newsletter. We've got Nate Madden, who has the Capitol Hill brief newsletter. Jordan has a newsletter called The Dossier on Foreign Policy.
Wow.
So we've got four really good daily or biweekly or tri-weekly, in my case, newsletters. And then we have CRTV. And CRTV is your alternative to liberal media. I mean, we say watch boldly. That's our motto. And it's, you know, we don't hold anything back. And, you know, the roster on CRTV is absolutely amazing. We started with Mark Levin and Levin TV back in 2016. And we're up to over 20 shows on CRTV.
Wow.
And you can get, the 20 shows with the 30-day free trial if you go to CRTV.com. But some of the people that we have on is, we have Eric Boland has a show on CRTV called America with Eric Boland. So if you missed Eric Boland, we've got Gavin McGinnis has two shows, CRTV Tonight and Get Off My Lawn. We've got Steven Crowder. You see a lot of his stuff on YouTube, but the stuff you don't see on YouTube is at CRTV. We've got Levin TV.
Wow.
We've got Phil Robertson, you know, from Duck Dynasty, has a show on our channel. We've got Michelle Malkin Investigates, where she goes in-depth with investigative reporting that nobody does. You'll remember.
Oh, you know what? Hold that thought. We will be right back after this. We will continue talking with Rob Eno from Conservative Review. I want to hear more about CRTV. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined this segment but with Rob Eno of Conservative Review, and we were just talking about CRTV, which has a heck of a lineup of different people that have television shows. Tell us some more about CRTV, and you talked about podcasts as well, Rob. But thank you for joining me, by the way.
Oh, no problem. We've got a lot of podcasts at CRTV, including Dan Bongino, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know.
Love him.
He has been at the forefront, the absolute forefront of the collusion between Hillary Clinton and the Russians and Fusion GPS, and how the Obama administration tried to, you know, hurt the Trump campaign in 2016. He actually has a book called Spygate that's all about that, but he's been at the forefront of this podcast. And then we have, you know, you'll remember Kim. Kim and I know each other from New England and from Massachusetts. We just won't tell anybody that it was Massachusetts. But there was a case that got national, that got a lot of national play. The case of Justina Pelletier, where Justina's parents took her to Children's Hospital in Boston because her doctor had moved from a different hospital to Children's Hospital, and Children's Hospital basically kidnapped her because they didn't believe that the parents were doing the best thing for her. They basically said that her debilitating disease was not a disease and that it was all in her head because they got research money to say that. Michelle Malkin, who also has a show on CRTV called Michelle Malkin Investigates, has a two-part special on that at CRTV that delves into the issues that surround it. So that's, you know, so we've got some investigative reporting, we've got commentary, we've got some comedy, we've got a show called News Done Right, which is kind of like a SNL skit show for conservatives. So we've got a lot of shows on CRTV, and we've got those. You know, we've got those podcasts. We've got Dan Bongino and Daniel Horowitz has a CRTV podcast as well as writing a conservative review. And he really gets into deep into issues for conservatives. We have, you might know the conservative millennial, Ali Stuckey. She's got a podcast focused on millennials and Christianity and conservatism as a millennial. So we've got a lot of shows for a lot of different people. Both on CRTV, if you go to CRTV.com, there's a 30-day free trial that's always running. And then, you know, the podcast, we partner with iTunes, and you can get them on iTunes and Stitcher and whatever your Android podcast app may be. If you search CRTV, all of our podcasts will come up. So those are the shows that we have on CRTV. I do some work with the CRTV side trying to push some of that stuff, and I absolutely think that the network's just amazing. I mean, the 20 shows, we're doing hours and hours and hours that are all on demand. We've got two live shows now. We've got we simulcast the Rick and Bubba radio show out of Alabama. We simulcast 4 hours. I think it's 4 hours of that in the morning from 6 a.m. Central to 10, and then it's all available on demand, all of the shows, and we do Eric Bolling's show is 3 days a week from Washington, D.C., and that's on at 5 because, you know, he used to be on the 5. So
we do that
at 5 p.m., and then you can get that on demand at any time. And that's the beauty of it is, you know, I did I was down when Rick and Bubba launched right before the pre-launch, and I went down. They have an outdoor festival every year, and what I really said, and when you think of it, it's really Netflix for conservatives in a way, because it's on-demand conservative content, and there's hundreds of hours of it. You know, In the Woods with Phil, we're close to we're coming up on the year anniversary of the show, and in a year he's produced 200 episodes of content. They're 8 to 15 minute episodes, but he has a new episode 4 days a week of content, and there's some really, really good stuff. I know there's a lot of stuff about the Second Amendment. There's a lot of hunting stuff, and you know, YouTube was just down, and we tweeted out at CRTV that if you can't get your YouTube, you know, why not try a 30-day free trial? Because we're shameless,
right?
And some people were. And somebody asked us on social media at CRTV, "Do you have how-to shows?" And quite frankly, we do, because you know, not only do you get like the hunting and the wit and wisdom of Phil, he'll teach you how to make pralines, how to boil crawfish. You know, all that stuff is on there. And you know, what's funny is, one of the things that happened is that the first video that we had of Phil that was on YouTube got censored because he dressed
really?
A duck. He cut the head off of a duck, and YouTube went apoplectic. And it was like, he's just baking food, guys. Where do you think your food comes from? I mean, this is where your food comes from.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it ended up getting put back on, you know, once we explained that, especially since, I don't know if you remember, Mark Zuckerberg went like a whole year where he wouldn't eat any food that he didn't kill and dress himself. Like, that was his thing that he was doing, because he was trying to do that. A lot of people don't realize that about Mark Zuckerberg, but he did a whole year.
So he was a vegetarian for a year?
No. He actually killed food. He killed his own meat. He actually did do that, believe it or not.
Really?
So that he could, yeah, that is like a thing that Mark Zuckerberg did. You know, maybe he watched a, what's his name there? The rock star, Cat Scratch Fever dude. I can't remember his name.
Ted Nugent?
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Ted Nugent. Maybe he saw the Ted Nugent episode, you know, with Anthony Bourdain, where Ted Nugent talked about not eating any food. Like, I think they went to go to a steakhouse, and Ted's like, I'm not eating that. I didn't kill it. You know, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, Ted Nugent's like a real big guy about killing what he eats. So maybe that's what Zuckerberg did. But, you know, those are the shows on CRTV. You know, like I said, it's a 30-day free trial. If you want to try it, you don't like it, you know, don't renew. But I think you're going to find a lot of stuff that you actually absolutely love. The Gavin McInnes Get Off My Lawn is absolutely hilarious. And his podcast is out of control. Weird. But especially if you're like a Gen X guy. You know, if you're a Gen X guy or Gen X gal, I mean, Gavin comes right from that era, and he's lived some life, and his podcast is out of this world cool. So is the show on TV, so.
That's awesome. And you know what? When we come back, I want to get it, because I know you've been posting some stuff about elections, about the midterms. So when we come back after this break, I definitely want to talk to you about your thoughts on the elections and what are the things you're seeing and some of the things that I saw you posting. But we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After a series of meetings with Saudi officials, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's a serious commitment to pinpointing accountability for what happened to U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the diplomatic facility in Istanbul.
We're all looking at it together.
The president tells Fox News Business Network it matters to him whether the Saudi king or his son, the crown prince, knew about the disappearance of Khashoggi before it happened.
If they knew about it, that would be bad.
While the president tweets, the answers are forthcoming, he for now reiterates a denial from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of any knowledge of Khashoggi's disappearance. Having spent the day in Riyadh, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads next to Istanbul, aiming to learn more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. I'm joined tonight with Rob Eno from Conservative Review, and we've been talking about all the different shows that they have on CRTV, the podcasts, and the different authors they have. And now we're going to take a little switch and talk about elections. Welcome again, Rob, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
So you posted something the other day. I think it was from Real Clear Politics. I'm not sure if you guys... Do you do a Conservative Review? Do you do any kind of tracking of where you think the elections are going to be?
We do some pieces on it. We don't get into depth as a Real Clear Politics or 538 or any of those, but we certainly look at them. And what I had posted, and it's gone down a little bit, but if you go to the Kavanaugh, if you go to the day right before the Kavanaugh hearings, Real Clear Politics had 206 Democrat seats that were leading Democrat or more. Right now, the House is about 235 to 193. There's six open seats. Two of those open seats are Democratic held before they became open. Four of them were Republican held before they became open seats. People left for whatever reason after the, you know, the session was over because they wanted to go make money, or, and a lot of times why these people will leave is if they leave now, then they can start making money as a lobbyist a little bit sooner. So there's a lot of different reasons that people leave. But right before the Kavanaugh hearings, it was 206 Democrat seats to 189 Republican seats with 40 swing seats, right? Because there's 435, 218 are needed to gain control of the House. Well, from that point until today, and it's actually come back down a little bit, but when I made that tweet, it was 205 to 201. Now it's 206 to 199, but it's 13 seats have gone the Republicans' way. So what you saw is you saw a lot of seats that were in that were in the Democratic column kind of stayed there, but almost, you know, the entirety, a good portion of the seats that were toss-ups have now become lean or solid Republican. And what that tells me is that there's some movement. Now, I don't know if there's going to be enough movement to stop the Democrats from gaining control of the House. I'm not going to sit here today and tell you with 100% certainty that I think that the Republicans are going to hold the House. I think there's a better chance than there was that they could hold the House. And there's been some interesting looks at it. There was an ABC poll, I believe it was ABC poll earlier this week, that showed that if you take just the 66, you know, quote-unquote toss-up seats, or seats that either lean one way or lean the other and the toss-ups together, that Republicans have a one-point advantage in those seats. But if you take all the entire country as a whole with the generic ballot, it's the Real Clear Politics averages it like a 7.2. Now you remember what happened in 2016, right? We're going towards 2016, and Hillary was winning in the popular vote polling, and everybody was saying that she was going to win the election. There was no way for Donald Trump to win the election. And then you found out that Donald Trump won in certain individual states. We have an electoral college because that's how a representative republic or a democratic republic works, as much as the Democrats and the left wants to get rid of that now.
Yeah.
We don't have a popular vote. And there's a reason we don't, so that smaller states have an equal footing in some areas. Now, you know, California gets a heck of a lot more votes than South Carolina, but South Carolina gets two senators, and that balances it out, and that's how it should be. So Donald Trump wins. Now, I have had for the past 2 years the left and media types harp about how awful gerrymandering is and how awful the Republicans have gerrymandered districts and the states that they control the legislators, and it's, you know, it's hard and all of these sorts of things. I've been told for two straight years, you know, some idiots have even said that the Senate's gerrymandered, which, think about that, which is absolutely crazy, but that is not what it is. But for so many years, they've been telling me that, and now they're telling me that with a 7-point national advantage, that there's no way that the Republicans can keep the House. Well, either the seats are gerrymandered towards Republicans or they're not.
Right.
You know, so there's some interest, but there's also some other things. You know, a lot of the seats that are up for Republicans are in Democratic states or in blue states. And will there be a wave in those states? I don't know, but all I know is, as I'm watching the media for my media newsletter that we talked about earlier, WTFMSM, that you can sign up for if you search for that in Google. I've been watching a lot of these media types kind of take a step back, and nobody's acting as certain as they were in 2016. You know, everybody was certain that, that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. There's a lot of hedging and hemming and hawing and, is this going to happen? I mean, the Senate, that there is a definite Kavanaugh effect in the Senate. The Brett Kavanaugh hearings, there were people that thought that, you know, maybe the Republicans could eke it out and, you know, a Democratic wave would overtake the Senate. That's not going to happen. You know, I
don't see that happening either.
The Republicans have 51 seats in the Senate right now. I think the minimum you're going to see is 53. I think you could see as high as 55. You know, places that never were going to change, like Arizona, it was going to be tough in North Dakota. But I don't know if you saw what Heidi Heitkamp did over the past couple days.
I did, but to go ahead and tell it, because that way our listeners know what you're talking about in case they don't know.
Yes. So Heidi Heitkamp ran an ad that was supposed to be, she didn't vote for Brett Kavanaugh, and it was supposed to bolster that position by saying that we should believe all women, and supposedly they got the approval from a bunch of women to say that they had been sexually assaulted and that they, as sexual assault survivors, they support Heidi Heitkamp. Well, the problem is her campaign did not get the okays, and they listed some women who actually weren't sexual assault survivors as sexual assault survivors. And Heidi Heitkamp had to go on my friend Rob Port, who runs the Say Anything blog. He also has a radio show in North Dakota. It was so bad that she had to go on his show because he was the one that broke it to talk about it and to apologize.
Wow.
And she took, and to her credit, she took complete ownership, even though it was her campaign staff, but she runs her campaign staff. She took complete ownership, but she also has 22 people that are looking to sue her now. And
wow.
It's probably ruined, Kramer was already building the lead. It's probably ruined her entire chances of even thinking of getting that
was,
seat. So,
I saw that today.
It's yeah.
That was bad. That's really actually bad. She should have never gotten elected there anyway. I don't know what they were thinking, but
right. Well, there's some of those upper plain states are weird. Like Montana loved their Democrats. They asked conservative, but Montana for some reason loved statewide Democrats, even though their legislature's not and things like that. But they, for whatever
right.
reason, they think that there are, old school conservative Democrats still, and they think that they're voting for them. So, Montana's been a tough seat. I don't know if we'll win that, but we'll see. So weirdly, New Jersey is somewhat in play because Menendez had his problems with the court thing, and that's actually dogging him. So I don't think the Republicans are going to take New Jersey, but they might. There's some real – I think the Senate – it's a foregone conclusion. Republicans are going to keep control of the Senate, which means that, even if the Democrats take control of the House, if they try impeachment, the Republican Senate probably won't vote to impeach. But,
right.
There's a real importance in keeping the House of Representatives, not from a policy perspective, because let's be honest, they've become profit dispensers themselves. We have the highest debt, one of the highest debts we've ever had. It's increased by 17%,
right.
Which is kind of funny because even though, tax receipts are the highest they've ever been, but,
right.
So the tax receipts haven't gone down because of the tax cuts, but we're spending like profligate spending. So it's not big,
yeah.
But keeping the house makes some sense.
Exactly. So, keep that thought. We'll talk some more about elections coming up after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with some more.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Just jump right back into it. I'm talking to Rob Eno from Conservative Review, and we're talking about elections and all the crazy stuff going on around the country. Now, Rob, do you think, and I was talking with this earlier with Alicia about this, do you think that the Kavanaugh, you know, people are going to still be angry about Kavanaugh, the Kavanaugh hearings like they were after, you know, that happened, to get out and actually get to the polls and vote on November 6th? Or is it going to be sort of a distant memory by then? It's kind of already is, and it's just not going to make that much of a difference at that point.
I think it will still be around because I think that the left is still going to do crazy stuff. I saw a segment from NBC News earlier today. Then they went to Staten Island. Now, you know, people around the country might not understand that Staten Island
is extremely Republican. It's like there's a couple of places in Queens that are, like, where all the police officers live. But Staten Island is, like, a very Republican Italian-American community with some Irish mixed in, but it's a very Republican part of New York City, even though it's part of New York City. You know, you would think that Staten Island was somewhere down here in the South where I live now. You know, it's that red. And this reporter went to Staten Island and went to a ShopRite. And she was he was talking to some people. There was this old woman that's sitting there. She's got on, like, an American flag, I stand, don't kneel flag. And the reporter asked her about it, and she goes, if you don't like it, go to Venezuela. Like, and the reporter actually laughed. It was kind of funny. But then they talked to the deli counter woman. And the deli counter woman said something amazing, and it ties into this Kavanaugh stuff. The deli counter woman said, you know, we weren't that fired up. You know, I was going to vote to support my president. We weren't that fired up. But, you know, us women, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh upset us. And, like, she was honest. It was brutally honest. And it goes to, you know, you got a lot of these lefties on Twitter, the lefty blue checkmark women, that are like, white women are letting us down. I can't believe white women aren't voting, you know, as women, and they're going to vote for the Republicans, and they're killing themselves and all this stupid stuff. But you could hear it in that woman's voice. And she was like, what they did to Brett Kavanaugh was wrong. And I think that there's a lot of people that actually believe that. They don't understand America. The left doesn't understand everyday Americans. They think that what they think is what everybody thinks. And if you tell them that that's not what everybody thinks, they look at you with, like, seven faces, and they're like, no, that has to be what they think. And they overstep. Look.
No, I agree with you, because, as you know, I'm an independent. But after the Kavanaugh hearing, I said I will be voting, and I don't ever vote all Republican down the ballot, because I vote Libertarian or independent, or I write in my dog. But I vowed, I was so angry that I said I am voting all Republican up and down my ballot. And there's some Republicans I don't want to vote for, but I'm voting for them just as either a hate vote against Democrats or to make sure Democrats don't gain power in my state or at the federal level. Because God forbid they do, we're going to have 2 years of even worse than what they're doing now to this country.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think that there are some places, and I'll ask you, because I'm not up there anymore, and I think it's your district. I think it's where you live. You know, you got Eddie Edwards running in an open seat.
Yep.
That was it Carol Shea Porter's? Is that whose it was, or is she in the other one?
Yes.
I forget.
Yes, but she was my representative.
Yeah. Right. So running in Carol Shea Porter's seat, and, you know, all the polling I've seen from that is the Democrat has, like, 40%, and he has 35% with all these undecideds, because nobody knows what they're going to do. I mean, that's the seat that they think is, like, lean to solid Democratic when all of these national groups are looking at it. But who knows? I mean, he could win. You know, Donald Trump could come in at the last minute, do a rally for him, and, you know, fire up the Republican base, and he could win that. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is, I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, you're closer to the ground to that. But those are some of the things I'm looking at.
So in this case, it's more important for independents to get out. But the candidate that Edwards is running against is a hardcore left winger who we just exposed, you know, said something about, we should drop the live free or die motto. It should go, fade into the night like the old man of the mountain. Oh, yeah. Oh, people are mad about it. And then we've got photos of him with a resist T-shirt on, and it's got a big fist for the eye. So here you have a candidate, and you know how New Hampshire is. The people aren't like that here. We don't have all that kind of those kind of issues here. We don't have a Portland, Oregon here. Right. But.
Right.
So people, and I've been watching and I've been paying attention, people are not happy that this guy is a resistance candidate, because that means he's not going to represent everyone. He's just going to represent these far left-wing loons. And he talks about live free or die like, it should just go away. And he doesn't, you know, Eddie Edwards has been doing town halls. This guy hasn't. He's just, you know, been sticking to his base. So he probably has more money because the left is spending a ton of money in New Hampshire.
Right.
This election. But, again, will that, are independents mad enough to tell a resist, quote-unquote, candidate, take a hike? We won't know until November 6th, but...
But those are the sort of seats that I'm looking at, you know, because that's the seat that all of these national pundits think is going to completely go for the Democrat, because that's what some of the early polling has showed, and there really wasn't any polling until a couple weeks ago. And that's
right.
One of those seats that they have in their column, you know. So if a seat like that turns, you know, that what you just told me about him reminds me of, like, the Kristen Sinema stuff in Arizona,
yeah.
That everybody thought Martha McSally was going to have a hard time keeping that seat. Well, you know, Kristen Sinema, there's video of her saying that people in her state are stupid, that they act stupid, you know, the complete loony lefty. That doesn't play in Arizona. And, you know,
right.
People think of New Hampshire as being, you know, people nationally think of New Hampshire as, you know, they lump it in with Massachusetts, especially people close to the border. But, you know, those border towns are actually the more conservative part of New Hampshire. That a lot of people don't
live in one.
They're the people that have fled. They're the people that fled. That, you know, not to get too hyper local for, you know, the national audience, but there are seats like that. And that's why I brought it up.
Right.
There's seats like that across the nation where this local stuff that may not be what the national pundits are looking at is going to be what happens. I mean, look at Florida 27, right? Florida 27 is Elena Ross Lettman. Now, Elena Ross Lettman, I think, has an F at the Conservative Review Liberty Score, but she is not, like, a super conservative by any stretch of the imagination, and she's in a heavily D district, but she's always won because she's Cuban, right? So Trump lost that district. So they thought it was going to be a cakewalk for the Democrat to go in, and they run Donna Shalala, who used to work in the Clinton administration, who's a loony lefty.
Oh,
well,
God.
They're rebelling against that. And the Republican actually has the lead in polling. But they're also putting that in a Democratic column because of the quote-unquote institutional Democratic advantage.
Huh.
So there are seats like that around the country that I'll be watching. Now, of course, you know, the greatest thing that could happen, because, you know, Chris Gandolfo, who's really great, works for us, writes a lot of Conservative Review. He said today, oh, my God, the election's going to be over in 3 weeks and we can get some sleep. I said, no. What's probably going to end up happening is it's going to be 217D, 217R, and we're going to get a month-long
recount.
We're going to get a month-long
recount. Please don't say that.
Oh, no.
I can't deal with that.
I jinxed it.
Yeah, you're going to jinx it.
It'll be in your district. It'll be in NH1, so you'll have to go and, like,
if that happens, I am going to hunt you down. Well, I promise you, I will hunt you down. it's going to be interesting for sure. It's going to be interesting to see if Republicans really, and independents, who all said they were really angry, do what they said they're going to do. Now, tell me one more time. Tell the audience where we can find you before we end up, so I don't cut you off at the end of the show.
No problem. You can find me on Twitter at Robbieno, R-O-B-E-N-O. You can search for WTFMSM. That is my daily newsletter. And you can find us at CRTV.com. If you go to CRTV.com without a subscription, we'll bring you to a sign-up page, and you get a 30-day free trial so that you can watch Mark Levin, you can watch Michelle Malkin, you can watch Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty, and a bunch of other shows, all on demand. I think you'll like it. Take the 30-day free trial and give it a try.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, we'll be back on another night. I'll be guest hosting, so maybe I'll have you back again and we can talk about results of the election. You've been listening to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow. You can follow me at ConservativeIND on Twitter. You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz and Granite Rock. Have a great night, everyone, and thanks again, Rob, for joining me tonight.